The thing lay upon the surface. The idea of a League of Nations sustaining a supreme world court to supersede the arbitrament of war did not so much arise at any particular point as break out simultaneously wherever there were intelligent men. Now, what was this change in conditions that had confronted mankind with the perplexing necessity of abandoning war? For perplexing, it certainly is. War has been a ruling and constructive idea in all human societies up to the present time. Few will be found to deny it. Political institutions have very largely developed in relation to the idea of war. Defence and aggression have shaped the outer form of every state in the world, just as cooperation, sustained by compulsion, has shaped its inner organisation. And if abruptly man determines to give up the waging of war, he may find that this determination involves the most extensive and penetrating modifications of political and social conceptions that do not, at the first glance, betray any direct connection with the belligerent activities at all. It is to the general problem arising out of this consideration that this and the three following essays will be addressed. The question, what else has to go if war is to go out of human life? And the problem of what has to be done if it is to be banished and barred out forever from the future experiences of our race. For let us face the truth in this matter. The abolition of war is no casting of ancient, barbaric, and now obsolete traditions.